Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing closing grain comments for Tuesday, August 31st. Fund liquidation appears to have continued throughout most of the day today, but markets did rebound late, with wheat able to end in positive territory, corn and beans finishing a good amount off their earlier lows. Let's take a look at corn. We had December finished down 8.5 cents at 534 and a quarter, about 9 cents off an earlier 525 and a quarter low. We had September corn into first notice day liquidation. Some of that dried up as well, only finished down 6.25 cents at 534, finished about a dime off their earlier lows as well. Taking a look at beans, November finished down 10.75 cents, 1292.5, about 9 cents off an earlier low, about 20 cents off a high of 1312. September beans, which had experienced a lot of fund liquidation heading into first notice day, and today finished down 6 cents, 1298.75, about 6 cents off of earlier lows at 1293. So again, it appears maybe some of that liquidation selling has been exhausted. Taking a look at the wheat, we had December Chicago wheat finished down a penny and a quarter, 722.25. March finished up a quarter cent. May finished up 2.25 cents. So we did have a good rebound in the wheat with the back months getting into positive territory. That December 22.25 settlement was about 15 cents off of the earlier low at 707. Taking a look at Kansas City wheat, similar to Chicago, the December contract finished just in the negative, down a half cent at 712, but 13 cents off an earlier 699 low. Back months in the Kansas City all finished a bit higher. Minneapolis, on the other hand, not so lucky. December finished down 6.25 cents, 903.5, about 9 cents off the low of the day. September in Minneapolis finished down 16.25, 903.75, but that was also about 7 cents off the earlier low. So we will see what the markets do as we get past that first notice day liquidation. We are down now near kind of lows for the channels that the corn and beans have been in for a while. We'll see if that's enough selling for the time being, if markets now will go back and look at supply and demand numbers, or whether there is any further worry regarding the damage to the export facilities down in New Orleans and how long it might take to shift some of that grain to better access points, and see if this selling is continues, or if down at the bottom end of the channel we find some support. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.